the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 337. Inventions.
Comedy Forecast is powered by its patrons. To support the show and get episodes before everyone else, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or just go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the right-hand side of the page.
June 23rd marks the 10th anniversary of Comedy Forecast.
I love it!
That rocks.
Everywhere.
To help celebrate, we're releasing a new mini-sode every day in April, the fourth month of the year. Let's get to the forecast. I'm very excited to have with me this evening Dr. Malcolm Edelstein. Dr. Edelstein was first on Comedy Forecast almost 10 years ago. At that time, he was well known as having correctly predicted every technological advance over the last 40 years.
Yes, but if you recall, the last time I was on your show, I made a prediction that didn't quite work out.
Right, I remember something about that. Could you refresh my memory?
Yes, I predicted that the next big thing was going to be wireless pants.
Oh, right. Whatever happened to wireless pants?
I'll tell you what happened. The big phone companies didn't like them, so they put caps on the pants.
That's terrible.
That's right. It got to the point where people just left their pants at home.
Yes, I wanted to mention, Dr. Edelstein, that although you're wearing a very nice fedora, you yourself are not wearing any pants today. Were you reaching your data cap?
No, I just don't like to wear pants anymore.
But I understand that now you've gotten out of doing predictions and you're actually involved with startup companies.
That's right. I'm putting my knowledge to work by making the future happen.
All right, well, we're going to talk about a few of the things that people you're involved with have come up with recently.
That would be great. But can you turn up the heat in here? I'm a little cold without my pants.
I'll see what we can do. But let's get to your first item.
All right. First, I'm bringing an age-old technology into the 20th century.
The 21st century.
Hey, let's not get ahead of ourselves, all right? Now first, there was the common pen. Then came the inevitable pencil. Then the erasable pen. Now, a company I'm working with has invented the next logical step. The permanent pencil.
The what?
Shocking, I know. But this beauty can make a mark that will never come off. Here, let me draw something on your shirt.
No, hey, whoa.
All right. I'll draw on this piece of glass.
No, that's my tablet.
You should learn to take better care of it. Look, there's marks all over it.
You just put those there.
Yes, and they will not come off because this is a permanent pencil.
Well, who would want this?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe some fancy schmancy art students with their clever sketches and they're showing off their talent, always laughing at me for my stick figure drawings. Yeah? Well, who's laughing now that you can't erase the basic shapes from your still life drawing, huh? Who looks like the fool now?
Maybe it's best if we move on, Dr. Edelstein.
So, can I put you down for a dozen?
No.
Half a dozen?
I don't think so.
How about just one? I'll throw in a pencil sharpener shaped like Zach Galifianakis.
No.
All right, suit yourself.
What's next?
I'm super stoked about this one.
Please, I know you have a fedora on, but don't try to be hip.
Sorry. What I have here is a common nail file. We've all seen them. We've all annoyed others by using them at the dinner table. But they're just for nails, which is kind of limiting. So a company I'm working with has made one that's much, much larger. And here it is.
Whoa, that thing is huge. What is it for?
This is the world's first hair file. Just a few strokes back and forth on your head will save you an entire trip to the barber or hairstylist of your choice.
Does it work?
Are you kidding? Check out my head.
Yeah.
I know. Stunning, isn't it?
Should it be oozing like that?
I don't think so.
But I thought you said you were super stoked about this.
Hey, I was part of the failed Kickstarter on this thing. I've got 50 of them at home.
I see.
But one can be yours, and I'll throw in that Zach Galifianakis pencil sharpener.
No, let's move on to your last invention.
All right, my loss. Now, this one is extremely timely. I'm sure you've heard the recent news that Kraft is changing the formula for its macaroni and cheese.
Yes, I have. They're taking some of the artificial ingredients out.
Precisely. Or should I say, exactly.
No, you really shouldn't.
Fair enough. Well, in the spirit of updating the tried and true, today I'm announcing the new and improved grapefruit.
The whoozy what now?
The new and improved grapefruit.
That's what I thought you said.
That's right. It's 35% more grape, 80% less fruit.
No, there isn't any grape. Wait, did you just say 80% less fruit?
No need to thank me.
No thanks intended.
You're welcome.
Well, I'd like to thank you for stopping in today, Dr. Edelstein. I'd like to, but I don't think I'm going to.
I get that a lot these days.
Yes, but I certainly look forward to having you back again, say, in 2025.
Maybe by that time, no one will be wearing pants.
We can only hope, I guess. Thank you again.
So, I'm going to head over to Supercuts to see if they can do something about this. Do you think they have an urgent care unit over there? I'm getting a little dizzy.
Until tomorrow.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.